From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his armed forces crushed a brief attack on a military base led by a rebellious former army officer. At least one man killed during the fight. Maduro declared the attack was on an act of terrorism financed by the United States and Colombia, but he gave no evidence of that claim. We asked Georgia State University America scholar Jennifer McCoy if this attack was a surprise.
With the situation as it is, it's quite volatile in the country, and with a new body that is considered by many to be illegitimate, this constituent assembly that was elected, there will certainly be opposition to that, not only from the political opposition who has rejected it, but I would imagine from within the security forces as well.
One of the tasks of the new assembly is to rewrite Venezuela's constitution. Opponents believe this will create a permanent socialist dictatorship. 4 months of anti-government protests there have left 120 dead. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best step North Korea could take to signal it is ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile testing. Meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said it would definitely closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion to fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. At least 11 people were killed, several more wounded. It happened in an attack on a church in southeastern Nigeria. It appears to have been caused by a personal feud between two people in the community. The gunman's apparent target was not in the church at the time of the attack. This is VOA News.